And welcome aboard, John and Dustin. We look forward to seeing some of the work that you do for GFMP. We are at the public hearing portion of our meeting, and because we have this listed to begin at 2 p.m. Central Time, we want to stay to that. And so in order to do so, we're going to move down the agenda to number 8. This is our fur bearer seasons and methods, hunting raccoons and dogs, and I'm going to look to our secretary. It looks like we are still in line to move forward with number 8 on our agenda. And I believe Mr. Cantor is going to, there he is.
Yep, Madam Chair, that is correct. Thank
you. All right, very good. Whenever you're ready, John, go ahead and begin.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with the Department. And yeah, I'll walk you through item number 8, which is on page 16 in your Commission book. So just as a refresher, at your October 2023 Commission meeting, you did entertain a petition, and that petition requested that we allow non-residents to pursue raccoons with the use of dogs and to limit those hunters to one raccoon per day. The department did recommend that we deny that petition, largely on the grounds of the condition of one raccoon per day. We saw that as an unnecessary regulation. And then after some discussion and a little back and forth with the commission, you did ultimately reject the petition. You also requested that the department have some discussions and bring a recommendation back at a later date, because we did see that this would be an opportunity that we wanted to offer at some level. So we did just that over the last several months. We've had some discussions internally amongst staff. We've also reached out to some of the trapping and houndsman groups and folks of that nature to just to try to feel them out and garner some input on this particular opportunity. As you can probably imagine, it's kind of all over the place. We did hear support and opposition for the opportunity, depending on what it looked like. If we offer it now when fur prices are low, there isn't so much opposition as if we did when raccoon fur prices were high. And that is where some of these limited non-resident seasons come from, as we discussed last time, and that's that opposition to non-residents to pursue some of these critters when those fur prices are high. And generally, you know, there's that opposition to opportunities for non-residents. The fact of the matter is that raccoon prices are currently low, and we do have a liberal resident season right now, including a bounty that you're all well aware of, and raccoons are part of that bounty that we offer in the spring here. And with that open season for resident and kind of that opportunity there in fairly liberal season, we do see that this would be an opportunity that we could provide. So ultimately, the department believes the best recommendation right now would be to simply allow non-residents to use dogs to hunt raccoons during that established non-resident raccoon season. And so that's the recommendation that we have before you today in your book there. And I'd sure be happy to take questions or entertain some discussion, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you, John. Any questions on the proposal before us? John, I just want to clarify, this would be for statewide?
Madam Chair, yes, that would be correct. During that specified season for non-residents, yes.
Any additional questions or comments? If not, we do need a motion to move forward on this recommended change for the second. Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Thank you. Any questions, comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you, John.